nutrition agency that Abhishek Verma has said that the free nutritious meals program can support direct job creation at each nutritional fulfillment service unit and thereby boost people's independence. In a text message on Wednesday, he noted that each program must provide food to 3,000 to 4,000 beneficiaries to open a new emerging market. President Prabowo Subianto touched upon the 32% import tariff imposed by the United States on Indonesian products during his meeting with Indonesia's fifth president, Megawati Soekarnoputri, on Monday 7th night. This was confirmed by Ahmad Muzani, Secretary General of the Prabowo-led Gerindra Party and Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly, while furnishing details on the long-awaited meeting on Wednesday. That's the news. the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia to the world. Listener and our viewers, that's been a dream that come true because Indonesia finally can record its name in under 17 FIFA World Cup 2025. An amazing effort has been shown by Indonesian youngsters in every match. And on the second leg of under 17 FIFA World Cup, Indonesian team has managed to win over South Korea 1-0, and also Yemen with the score 4-1. But they still have long journey ahead. And which country that should be aware of in the World Cup later, and what kind of preparation that has been done by Indonesian team to face the last qualification match against Afghanistan tomorrow? Indonesian football commentator Bung Kusnadi has joined us online, and we will find out more about it with me or Faisal on Voi Talk. Hello, good morning, Bung Kusnadi.
Hello, good morning, Faisal.
How are you today, Bung Kusnadi?
Good.
Well, thank you for your time and so actually coming to join our special interview today, Bung Kusnadi.
Yeah.
Well, Indonesian team had an amazing score in defeating Yemen last week, and also tomorrow, yeah, Indonesian team will face Afghanistan. So what should Indonesian team be aware of, Bung Kusnadi?
If we see the group standing, Afghanistan is probably the weakest team in our group in this Asian Cup. They have already lost quite badly to Yemen and South Korea. But remember that the situation could turn dangerous for Indonesian national team if they underestimate the next opponent. I think Coach Nova must be able to maintain the focus of the players and still not underestimate the Afghanistan players. We know that Afghanistan will play without any burden because they are definitely eliminated. Yes, of course, we have a better team. We have better players. We have a better performance and so far much better results. But Afghanistan should not be taken lightly.
So you mean Indonesian team must be also careful, yeah, Bung Sani, yeah, to
play? Yeah, still focus in their game plan, still play with their best performance.
Okay, so actually, who is the strongest player in Afghanistan team that should be kept silent, Bung Sani, according to you?
If it's we can see the last two matches from Afghanistan, I think we will say that the quality of the Afghan players is relatively even, and none stand out. No one is better than others. Maybe we can say that this is a team we play with teamwork. If we have to name one player who needs to be watch out for, I think it is Kakimiazi. You know that this player with number 10 looks quite confident and strong in controlling the ball. In a game against Yemen, we saw that he also dared to pass opposing players and often releasing strong shot from the box outside the box. This is a little bit dangerous kind of player who could be dangerous for our defense. So our defensive line, our player should be better in discipline, should be better in coordination, should be better in understanding each other. And maybe Coach Nova, I even believe Coach Nova will play with a mixed combination between man-to-man marking and zonal marking. Maybe one of the players should be marking with man-to-man is Hakim Niyazi.
Right. Well, maybe after Indonesia won over Yemen 4-1, Coach Nova got appreciation from Coach Patrick Kluivert. So how do you see this, Bung Kusnadi?
Yeah, of course, we have already seen the result, best result of Indonesia under 17 players under Coach Nova, not only because they achieved the last 8 quarterfinal, but also they look comfortable with how they play. They give us confidence that this team can compete with other team in this Asian Cup, even not only in Asian Cup, but also maybe in the World Cup.
Yes, well, Coach Nova seems to implement good strategy to face Yemen, and do you think that he will also use this strategy to face Afghanistan, or maybe different?
In football, you know that every match is something new and different situation. Yes, that is the logic in football. The tactical and game plan prepared by the coach usually also different from one game to another game. Moreover, Indonesia has also qualified to the quarterfinal. So the coach Nova certainly has an interest in resting some key players and giving opportunities to the reserve team. There are some players needs game a minute play, and they will Coach Nova will give them a chance to play in maybe 10 or 5 opportunities, 15 minutes. Of course, we have very good players in attack line, midfield line, back, in the back also, we have very good players. But for the World Cup, I think Coach Nova will need more players, more than just 11 or maybe 18 players. He needs maybe more than 24 players, so he needs to see how other players could give their best if they give a chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, still talking about Coach Nova, Bung Kusnadi, we know that Coach Nova is an Indonesian, and his success to bring Indonesian under 17 to go to the FIFA World Cup, that means Indonesian coach. Do you think that maybe one day in the future, Indonesia can also, especially for senior team member, Bung Kusnadi, should Indonesia also maybe one day use Indonesian coach maybe to replace Patrick Kluivert?
Why not? I think the federation will give opportunities to all coaches who could perform with good results when they manage a team, especially a team in a national team, under 17, under 20, under 23. They will get an opportunity if they can perform with good results. They will have a chance to step to other level of the team, maybe the senior team of national team.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what about weakness, Bung Kusnadi, talking about naturalization player, especially for under 17? Should we also follow the same like some your players, yeah, by using naturalization players?
We know that after qualify from Asian Cup, in addition to the 17 players and the top international team, we play in World Cup. We know also that World Cup is much different to Asian Cup. We will have other kind of opponents which are much stronger, much better. Also, that's why we need a much stronger team too. Because we will face giant teams such as Brazil, against Germany, Japan. So in my opinion, Coach Nova maybe have to increase the team strength, especially in the back line. We can see that in the last two matches against Yemen and South Korea, we have a little problem in defense line, especially when our opponent play with a high ball situation. We need another kind of player that better than Putu Panji, better than Matthew Becker, who has ability to play every game. When our opponent have much taller players, much stronger players, we need also much stronger defensive players.
Okay. Well, Bung Kusnani, coming to your maybe prediction yet, do you think that maybe one day Coach Nova can be a senior players coach for Indonesian team in the future because of his success to bring Indonesian under 17 to FIFA?
Yeah, Coach Nova first has to prove that he is the right choice for the under 17. So he has proved that he can take the team to World Cup, but he must prove in the World Cup this team can play and perform better than in the international team who performed in the last edition of under 17 World Cup in Indonesia.
Okay, so well, as we know that Indonesian team has a great striker in under 17 team such as Zahabi Glowy, Fadli Alberto, and Vandal Florasta as well as Matthew Becker. But I'm sure that there is more potential that we can dig from this young generation. So how can Indonesian team build stronger and solid movement in under 17 World Cup that will be held this November in Qatar, Bung Kusnani?
Yeah, certainly we need to make this team much stronger. Certainly we have to make this team much stronger because our opponent will be also much stronger. I have said before that we will be in the same group with Brazil, with European teams such as Germany, and also maybe other strong teams from Africa. So we have to make this team much stronger. We need some new players, especially in the back line, because in the front line we have very good players such as Mirza, Zahabi Glowy, Albert, and also we have some very good players in the middle line. Nasir plays very good in the last two matches. Evan Gavaras scored 3 goals from 2 matches. So we have a good combination players in the middle line. But at the back line, I think we need some new players. We have some new capacities, some new characteristic playing style that we need for the World Cup. When we meet against stronger teams such as Brazil, Germany, or maybe Nigeria. It's different kind of team if we compare to we have already played in this Asian Cup such as Yemen or South Korea.
Okay. Well, since this is really interesting, Bung Kusnani, to ask much more to you. Well, actually, should Indonesian team under 17 play with another team, not from another continent, maybe before the World FIFA in Qatar?
Yeah, of course. There will be 7 months from Asian Cup to World Cup. There will be plenty of time for Coach Nova to prepare the team. And one of the preparations he must do is kind of playing with some stronger team, stronger than South Korea, stronger than Yemen, and also a different style team, such as team from Europe, team from Africa, team from Latin America. Because maybe in our group in World Cup, we don't have opponents like that. Opponents from South America, opponents from Africa, opponents from Europe. So we need to adapt our players with their playing style.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what about talking about chance, Bung Kusnani, about opportunity? It means that there are 48 countries participate in under 17 FIFA World Cup 2025. So how big is Indonesia's chance to get into the final round, or maybe the champion, Bung Kusnani?
Maybe it will be too early to say. But we know that the World Cup in Qatar will be attended by 48 teams, different with previous World Cup. Of course, we don't know who our opponents will be in the group fast, because we have to wait for the draw result. Maybe it's better if we don't burden the players with the too much high target of qualifying for the final, or even winning the World Championship. Maybe it's not the best option for us to do it to the players. The most realistic thing, I think, is to encourage the team to perform their best level. If possible, of course, we hope that the team will qualify from the group. That will be qualifying from the group will be more than what we achieved in the previous World Cup. Because we know that in our previous World Cup, when we become a host, we cannot qualify from the group. I think the group for the next World Cup maybe will slightly be different from the previous World Cup. If the team under Coach Nova won't qualify from the group, it will be a very good result.
Okay. Bung Kusnani, if I'm not mistaken, Indonesia is the same group with North Korea, China, and also United Arab Emirates. So maybe are you also, can say like, optimistic that Indonesia will be in the second place, runner up for the group to reach to the next round?
In this Asian Cup?
Yes, this World Cup under 17.
Yes, we need to wait until the whole 48 teams qualify. After the whole 48 team qualify, there will be a drawing. There will be drawing, and we need to wait for the draw result.
So we are still waiting that, Bung Kusnani.
Yeah, because the draw will give us a chance to meet with the team from South America, from Europe, from Africa, and also maybe from Asia.
Okay.
Because we have 8 teams from Asia in the next World Cup. I think this is the biggest number, team from Asia in the World Cup. 8 teams in the next World Cup under 17.
Okay, so last question, Bung Kusnani. Maybe you have such expectation or maybe such prediction, especially for tomorrow, that Indonesia will face Afghanistan, Bung Kusnani.
I believe the team will get the good result because no matter game plan, we'll choose by Coach Nova. No matter who is the player, who will play in the next game against Afghanistan, we have better team than Afghanistan. We have a good team with a strong back line, good middle line, and also some very good players in the attack line. I believe that Mirza, Jahadi Gori, Efandra will get a good result against Afghanistan. You know that Afghanistan already lost twice against Yemen, Yemen and South Korea. I think Indonesian players will try to get the best result in the group with the third win when you play against Afghanistan. I believe but the good result for the team.
Alright. Thank you very much, Bungkus Ani, for your time. And hopefully, Indonesia under 17 team can win both championship. Okay, well, that was our special review. We're talking morning with Bungkusani as an Indonesian football commentator. And this is your note about, you know, the participation of Indonesian football team under 17, yeah, to go to FIFA World Cup under 17 2025. Yes. Well, finally, don't go anywhere. We still also have another song that would like to accompany you and even entertain you. Now the song is from, what song, Faisal? Yes. Now the song is from Malik and Shamsia with title Semesta. Enjoy the song. the world. Well, it seems that I'm unique still, and you know, I'm still enjoyable to accompany your listeners. Do you feel so unique?
Yeah, of course. I'm still very much comfortable accompanying our listeners.
Wow, good, very good. So, unique, I believe that each person has his or her own struggle or sacrifice to reach what he or she wants.
Yeah, I agree.
But talking about that struggle, maybe, until now, maybe what has been reached by yourself?
Okay, I think I have reached something by achieved something by struggling.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's a simple thing. It's learning a musical instrument.
Wow, learning musical instrument?
Yeah.
But can you play musical instrument?
Yes, I can play guitar. Wow. Also piano.
Absolute.
Yeah.
Piano and guitar, you can play it.
Yeah, that's true.
That means that when you can play piano, you can also play guitar, then you can also sing a song.
Yeah.
That's magic.
That's true.
Because this is also such when we try to play piano or guitar, this must be combined by singing.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, of course. I think I learned to play guitar because I want to make a cover and be singing.
Ah, so you play it, you sing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how long have you been learning playing guitar?
I've learned to play guitar for
how many years?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years by practicing it every single day.
Every single day?
Every single day.
Wow, it's hard struggle.
Yeah, every time I have a free time, I always pick up my guitar and practice.
So, Unika, what made you interested in trying to play guitar actually?
At first, it's because I saw my cousin playing guitar. And it seems like it's very easy for her to play guitar. So that motivated me.
Really?
To play guitar.
It gave you such much motivation.
Yeah.
Wow.
I gave me motivation by seeing her playing guitar and to learn it by myself.
So you learned it by yourself?
Not really by myself. She taught me some things, chords.
Okay.
I learned it by myself.
That means that you need much struggle, right?
Yeah.
And even sacrifice,
to play it.
Well, you were talking about struggle and sacrifice that we want to reach something. It is also related to wise words, yes.
Yeah, wise words again.
So it seems that you have also such another wise word.
Yeah, I love wise words. That's why I keep on bringing in new ones.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
And today we have a wise word from Muhammad Natsir.
Who is Muhammad Natsir?
Muhammad Natsir is an Indonesian scholar, writer, politician, and religious figure.
So even he has wise word.
Yeah.
What he said?
He said that to reach something, one must fight for it. Like picking coconut on a tree, you don't want it to fall first like a ripe durian. Muhammad Natsir said that.
Mm-hmm.
He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 to 1951, the Mushroom Organization figure and freedom fighter. He is known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
So, like you said before, you need it, much struggle, how to play guitar.
No, I cannot just wait for guitar to play by itself. I have to fight for it.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you manage your time, right? Every day, like you said before.
Yes.
Every day when you try to play, you manage your time. Maybe after you, maybe learning at school, maybe you try to play guitar.
At home. Despite what my mother said, I have to fight for it.
That's why, so reaching something, we need to fight for it. You need it.
Yeah,
so listen, we mustn't wait. And don't be lazy, maybe.
Yeah. Don't be lazy.
Yes, because when we are lazy, we cannot reach something.
Yeah,
do you think so?
What we want.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so it is last word from
Muhammad Natsir.
Okay, very good. So listener, that's our last word. Hopefully you feel you got motivation,
yeah?
You got motivation after listening. That's motivation, yeah. Last word from Muhammad Natsir, what has been said by Unika.
Yes.
Thank you, Unika.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Unika.